On July the 1st, the NASA-funded ATLAS, ATLAS standing for Asteroid Terrestrial Impact Last Alert System, it's a survey telescope based in Chile, it first reported observations of a comet that originated from interstellar space. That's like super, super deep space. It's 640 million miles. It's not even in rands, hey? That's in miles. And it sees this comet. This is a new comet. And it names it, of all the things that it could name it, it names it 31 Atlas, which I actually find quite insulting. I do. I mean, who decides that this should be named it? But all those things said, we've had some wonderful novas happening. We've had the birth of new stars. But because of the news cycles, we don't often get to report them. And I want to change that. I think it's a good thing. It's a good thing when we look up to the skies because it reminds us of our own self-importance. And it gives us perspective on our importance. And I wanted to talk about this new interstellar comet that is moving through the solar system. So joining me is Dr. Mumita Aish. Did I say your surname correctly?
It's Aish.
Aish, thank you. And Dr. Mumita Aish is the head of the WITS Anglo-American Digital Dome from the School of Physics, previously known as the Planetarium. Thank you very, very much for your time. Could they not have named it something else? How do scientists name comets?
So it's actually 3i. It's not 31, firstly.
3i, thank you.
Yeah, the reason is it actually separates it out because comets can be, like you know about, the most famous comet is like the Halley's Comet.
Yes.
Halley's Comet is known as, the scientific name of Halley's Comet is 1P/Halley's Comet. The P stands for... It was the first periodic comet. Like, you know, Halley's Comet comes back
81,
after every... So that is why it's a periodic comet. So the designation has a reason. So like 3I stands for the third interstellar comet, which we have seen. So, and obviously ATLAS, because it was discovered by the ATLAS survey telescope. So 3I just stands for, this is the third interstellar object, which we have seen. The first two... was named 1I and 2I, respectively.
Well, what's fascinating is the conversation around this, because it was discovered on the 1st of July, correct?
Yes.
On the 1st of July. And then they started all these conversations around it. Newsweek published that a Harvard physicist has claimed that a new interstellar comet is actually an alien probe. What's your thought on that?
It's obviously a speculation. So, and there has been recent, actually, an update by the Hubble Space Telescope.
Yes.
And it's a pretty famous telescope. It's been running for a very long time.
Of course.
So the Hubble Space Telescope actually observed the comet. And the reason which the Harvard scientists had claimed that this is an aliens, and it's not the first time he has had speculations like this. This is not the first time. So he's pretty well known. He's a very respected person in the astronomy community.
Okay.
But this is not the first time he has, probably jumped the gun a little bit earlier. But recent images, like literally 5-6 hours ago, there was a paper which was released because of observations from the Hubble Space Telescope, and they have imaged the interstellar comet, which we call as 3I Atlas. And the comet, the main thing what the scientists had mentioned, that it doesn't look like a comet and it could be an alien spacecraft, is because the comet doesn't have a coma. But Hubble Space Telescope actually debunks that completely, because the comet does have a coma. So it's basically like a puffy looking gas, like a tail coming out of the coma. So that is there in the Hubble Space Image Telescope. So that theory, that speculation has been already debunked, and more observations will come in the next few days, and it will be debunked. It has happened before also. People do claim that it is this is probably an alien thing, but it always ends up being something more boring, I would say.
You know what? I think that's maybe the final frontier is for aliens to land, if they haven't already.
Yeah, I mean, it is interesting to think that something might be targeted, because it is coming very close to the center of the solar system. So I've also read his paper. But the speculation, it's speculations. And I'm pretty sure more observations by telescopes all around the world will actually debunk that, because it's already been debunked by the Hubble Space Telescope. And we are still waiting, images from the Rubin Observatory, which is has got the most amazing optical camera, and it is ideal for looking at asteroids and comets, like transient objects like this. And it will obviously be able to get a much more higher resolution image of the comet.
Our observatory here in Johannesburg, what is that still a working observatory?
There is a working telescope there, yes.
So,
but
is it open to the public?
It is open on special, they announce it. The Astronomical Society of Southern Africa, they mostly run it. And sometimes they do have, public events, and it is advertised on their social media page. But the only issue is, you live in Joburg, which is a very light polluted city.
Yes.
So that is what prevents us to see much fainter objects.
Yeah, maybe someone can have a word with Eskom, hey? Yeah, Kuberg. And...
well, just have load shedding throughout, yeah.
Exactly. You see, that was a missed opportunity.
Even that doesn't help, because there's a lot of stray light also, even with load shedding. You will see that even during load shedding, there is a big haze all over close to the horizon that prevents us to see all the fainter objects.
Very interesting. What are the other big news items from, that's been happening in space that that as the layperson, I wouldn't really know?
Not about the comet, but something else.
Yeah, other things. I mean, I'm happy that it's not an alien spaceship at this point.
Yeah, unfortunately not. It would have been very interesting, but it turns out most of the times it's more boring things, but it's still quite interesting, because as I said, this is only the third interstellar object which we have seen. The first one had actually a proper name, since you were asking about name. It was called Oumuamua.
Yes.
Which is Hawaiian for, deep sky visitor or something like that.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
Yeah, maybe this one will be named something else, but it's only early days. It's going to become closest to the sun on 29th of October, after which you won't be able to see it with a telescope. But again, in November, December, we will see it finally, and then we won't see it again. That is how these comets work. But you were asking about other interesting things. So, for example, I was talking about the Rubin telescope. Rubin telescope is one of the best optical telescopes currently, and it has a camera which can, which is of, it's got a camera which is 3,200 gigapixels. So, 3,200 megapixels. So your normal phones will have, say, 20 maximum. Or if you've got a professional DSLR camera, you might get 60, 80 megapixel. But this is a 3,200 megapixel camera. And we are waiting for what this Rubin telescope is going to tell us about the comet also. But not just the comet. It has really amazing images. And it had its first look pictures coming up in end of last month, 23rd of June. And we had a big event at the WITS Anglo-American Digital Dome about this, because it's not just a telescope in Chile. It is a telescope which is used equally by many scientists around the world, including 10 South African astronomers based in South African universities. And that is why it's quite a major thing, I would say.
So wonderful.
The other detection astronomy event, I would say, would be, about the gravitational wave detector called LIGO?
But I do know about the magnetic. I've been reading up about the Atlantic anomaly, but maybe that is something else that I need to get you back on. I'm not even sure.
Yeah. So,
do you keep track of those kinds of things?
Yeah, it is. No, so the LIGO is basically, it looks at gravitational waves. It means it looks at ripples in the space-time. So what LIGO is basically something called an interferometer, and it's based mostly, there's two instruments in the US. And what they have detected is an event, like a massive binary black hole. It is one of the largest black holes which we have seen.
Yes.
Seen in the sense, in quotes. It's not, you can't actually see it, but like detected. One of the black hole is about 103 times the mass of our own sun.
Yes.
And the other one is 137 times the mass of our sun.
Is this, so where, is this where the star came out of the black hole? That happened yesterday.
No.
NASA reported on that yesterday. Okay.
Yeah, this discovered like, I think last week, so 15th of July.
Yes.
It was just the most massive black hole detected by the LIGO telescope. I mean, not the telescope, the LIGO observatories.
Amazing.
Absolutely, I think these are quite major events in astronomy in the last month, I would say.
Yeah, it's wonderful that there's so much happening. So thank you very, very much for joining me this afternoon and for just shedding a little bit of light on your universe into our universe. So thank you very much. That's Dr. Mumita H., who is the head of WITS Anglo-American Digital Dome School of Physics, previously known as the Planetarium. Isn't that wonderful? You know, just to have, by the way, if you want to find out more, there's a very good website. It's called space.com. Just go to space.com, go to astronomy, and you'll find a lot of news there. You can go look up space exploration and stargazing and all different kinds, launches of spacecraft. It's space.com. And I hope that you enjoy this stuff. You know, it's interesting to give us our perspectives.